Village of Round Lake, Committee of the Whole, January 5th, 2015.
I'd like to call the order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting, January 5th, 2015, at 8:17. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Fraley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Trevon.
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Making a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of December 15, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trippon, seconded by Trustee Crayley. Wasn't it?
No,
I'm about to say about it.
That's fine. I've
done this one over here. Crayley. You have. I'm second guessing myself now. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Do you want any?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'd like to let you know that I will just stand on the
Thank you. Any other further discussion? Back on track. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. No matter what Trustee Newby says. Any public comment? Committee of the Whole. Steve, anything that you have?
Yes. And for any of you, the fire suppression, fire code changes, lights are on, and I have a new book amendments. What's on the agenda and what you have in front of you is different than what I'm saying now. There's a memo from our village attorneys, and then there's also a
code section, our village code that you have in front of you. What I'm handing out, though, now is the ICC regulations. I'm going to explain real quick what we're dealing with here, how this is somewhat difficult, and hopefully, and the reason we're doing this, at least for me, in the last couple months, talking to developers and other property owners, they have complained that fire suppression is somewhat costly and that our neighbors are changing their codes. So one reason we need to take a look at this is to remain competitive with our neighbors. So what I ended up laying out in front of you, and I'll let Mike say what he needs to say, is a chapter called automatic sprinkler systems. And each in there has got all these different groupings, like group A, group 2, group 3, B, etc. To reference that, you need to go to a different chapter of the ICC code where it talks about each grouping. Okay? And then a third piece of information that I handed out to you is the Brownlee Beach code. And you have our code in front of you too. Before you go even further with that, Mike, do you want to say a few words?
Yeah, a few things about that, how the International Code Council codes work, which we've adapted the 2006 ICC building code set. And it's essentially a 13-volume model code that addresses everything from fuel gas to basic building issues to one- and two-family dwellings to property maintenance. So in Round Lake, we've adapted them all. They are internally cross-referenced significantly, and the reason I tell you that is that neither Steve nor I are certified ICC code experts. What I can tell you is that there is an extensive categorization of uses in the ICC as drafted. Our local modification basically requires sprinklering in any sort of new construction except for small residential, basically our current requirement. If you were to amend the code and do away with that local modification, as it's known, when you adopt the model codes, often there's, and Don, you'll know this, and Sue perhaps too from being on, there's a set of local mods that go with it. And one of the local modifications that Ralph Lake chose to put in when it adopted the code was to have sprinklering required in almost every type of structure, which does go far beyond what the ICC requires. ICC, if you look at The top handout that Steve handed out is called Fire Protection Systems. And then in section 903, it talks about automatic sprinkler systems. The IPC requires automatic sprinkler systems in a wide variety of buildings, wide variety of them. But it's scaled and conditioned on certain factors. For instance, what's the size of the fire area? Fire area in the ICC is a defined term. It's defined on whether you have fire separation assemblies between fire areas. Fire separation assemblies are a fancy word for walls. We know them as walls. But the point is that the ICC, the Code Council, has gone to great lengths to match sprinklering requirements with types of buildings, size of fire area, construction methods in putting together the building, and in storage uses, what kinds of things you're storing on the premises. So it's not a one-size-fits-all in the ICC, but our local mod is actually kind of a one-size-fits-all requirement. The other thing that you need to be aware of is that there's this code out there called the NFPA. It's from the National Fire Protection Association. NFPA is also an accepted standard in model codes. The NFPA 101, which is one volume of the full pamphlet of NFPA codes, is actually the State of Illinois Fire Code. So NFPA 101 requires sprinklering in certain conditions. I believe ICC is actually more strict than NFPA 101, and I can't give you that opinion here with certainty, but the point is you can't modify here in Round Lake NFPA 101 because it is the state fire code as applied to non-home municipalities. So if you were to relax the local modification that appears in 15.04.020, you are not doing away with sprinklering. It is still required. We would default back to section 903 in the ICC fire code, which would control all building in Round Lake. And that is all of these conditions here in section 903. What's the size? What are you storing? What's the building made of? How big is the building, et cetera? That's all I have on that.
And they've got the home
residences are not sprinklered under the Illinois Fire Code.
No, the
some communities have done that.
Now, with that said, I have a business out there that I prefer not to mention based on what they don't want to be mentioned, that may bring in significant sales tax and property tax, but because of our code right now, probably won't. So in other words, we're looking for some guidance that I'm willing to help out, and this is one of those development issues where they're going to go somewhere else, for example, a beach is a little bit more lax, we're still following the NFPA. But we can do this too. Because right now, we're much more restrictive than this fire protection system of Section 903. So there's businesses out there that want to come in that aren't willing to possibly come in, and we're trying to change things. Now, we're also trying to not affect life and safety. This isn't going to affect education and other things. We're going to, I know I can't pick and choose, but I'm going to do more research. We are going to do more research to find a good middle ground, stay in compliance with everything to make it more business friendly. You're all looking at me like it's
late. What's your recommendation?
I don't have one right now. My recommendation is to bring it
to the meeting.
I want to bring it forward to the next meeting. I also want to have Doug Ziegler here if he's willing to come here to talk about it in front of the board. Board is okay with that.
And he's co-certified.
Yes, he is.
He's ICC certified.
Yes.
So am I.
And so we're That's correct. Yeah, if he's willing to do that.
Steve, what question is, what what's the square footage difference between what we, what the code requires and what they want?
Well, we're recommending that if we took it right out of this code, they're okay with that. So 12,000 square feet.
They're okay with that, yeah.
I don't know the specifics, but they, when we mentioned a square footage, 10, 12,000, they were okay with that.
Okay.
And that was the only topic that really came up in discussion that they asked us about. It wasn't going into the complications of this code with building or business type A, B, and having all those descriptions in it. Their primary concern was that square footage, because right now we're saying everything at 5,000 feet needs to be sprinkled here, correct?
Right now it's zero. Every commercial
building. We just say every commercial.
Yeah, man.
But that was a special ordinance passed over and above what the code required.
That's correct. Yeah.
So we just have to delete that and go back to the code as required, and then we'd be fine.
I agree somehow, but I still like to look into that. Right. We want to do that.
Okay.
Steve, why don't you just come back and let me be.
I just want to put a little more down because my next meeting, I needed a pretty decent feeling from the board in one direction, and or even have an ordinance out there to tell this business the direction this village is heading.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things you touched on that I feel is sort of important. If any of these businesses are going to impact the probability of higher incident fire, they should probably have sprinklers.
Right.
So certain businesses, whether it be what they're putting in or what they're actually doing, is going to have an impact on that answer.
Yes.
But it shouldn't be just the size. It should be all of it.
It's not just the size. If you have different types of plastics and other...
They call them use groups. Whatever use group you come into. So if you have a use group, so one use group is more restrictive than other use groups.
And use group is a big use group.
Right.
Versus a nightclub, the different use groups.
Versus a factory versus a warehouse. I mean, everyone's a different use group. So
here's what you know, the standard safety and certain issues.
I want to do that there tonight to make sure the board will be early and to stay on this. So we'll bring some forms at the next meeting.
I get the new leadership's recommendation. District office, please.
As everybody is probably aware, we have an annex building across the way that has been empty for some time. Kangerston Dole would like to use a small office space there for constituents that have any questions or concerns. It would not be a campaign office, because you can't use it as a campaign office. It would not become taxable because it's not in the business of making money. So therefore, it is staff's recommendation to do a lease with Kangerston Dole to at least get some type of rent for that building finally.
And to have hanging on our building a plaque that says Congressman Dole, 10th Congressional District Satellite Office here in the Village of Alma.
It's a huge service to all the people that live around here.
You're still going to be able to have an early voting there or no?
Yes.
Yes.
He does not need that big office space. There is some concerns from a staff perspective that we need to address, like security. Parking should be an issue. There's something we're just talking about one at a time, they said. There's be no big groups there. Insurance might be a small issue, but I think we're set to go on this. If the board can
trust.
We feather in our cap to have that.
That's right.
Another way of getting around, like saying,
I've been asking for a year for something to visit because I have been so angry with this. It's been my biggest frustration.
So we will have a little bit of income coming from it?
Yeah.
And we can't have this income because it's not.
If it's not income producing, meaning a commuter park lot income producing, then it becomes taxable. You know, the rest
of
the
government.
plain and simple, it's a government office.
Why is there
more government offices over there?
So that's some good news. Anything else? Very good. Thank you, everybody. Happy New Year's. There's an introduction to be made.
Board, something this year's Wade Ferris, the new account manager.
Thank you, everybody. Wade, welcome aboard. It's a really good team that we're building here. Thank you, board, for all your support. And with that, may I get a motion to adjourn?
You did the motion. Motion
made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Crayley. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned at 8:33.
Put off. What?
Did you like that? Did you smell it?